Don't know about you, but it's a little bit dusty in here after seeing that. And let's talk about his impact on our city, on our region. I liked the most from that whole video, the part where he said, you know, I can try to be anonymous and give, and I do it that way, but I also want to do some nice things on camera and get some publicity to kind of inspire others. He's taken some shots in the past because he's been so public about some of his good deeds, but it really paid off, and it paid dividends to the tune of $37 million. And a lot of people watching this right now are helped out and are better because of what he did.
Yeah, no doubt. I thought one of the things that he mentioned as well, Drew, was when he said, if you remember me as a good or a great football player, then I haven't done my job as a role model, as a human being in this city. And I thought, to me, that spoke volumes because I wrote about it on the Friday before and said, no matter what he does on the field, raising $37 million for the people of Houston, if that's the one thing that he gets remembered for in this town, then he will have meant everything to the people in this building, to the people of the city of Houston. He will have meant everything. It doesn't matter how many sacks or how many tackles for a loss. I mean, it does to the fans of the Texans, and we want to see him on the field. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he did that in a time of need, he'll never be forgotten, and he'll always be loved for that reason. And if that's the only reason, great. I'd like to see him get back on the field because, you know, football team, want to see it
of course.
Win championships.
And we're going to talk about him on the field in just a bit.
But him doing that for this town was incredible. It was just amazing to watch his Twitter feed every 15 minutes. Like, well, we got to go up to a million now.
We
got to go up to 5 million
now. We were stranded in Dallas. The Texans had played on the road at the Saints in the preseason. And while at kickoff was basically when Harvey started slamming into Houston. And by the end of that game, we had to, the team, the organization, we had to fly to Dallas. We spent 4 or 5 days there. And JJ was inspired by that, wanted to take action, as you saw in the video. And what started with a modest goal, which wasn't modest, I mean, $200,000,
that's a lot of money.
He crushed that. Crushed that goal.
I think it's also key to note how many of his teammates, how many Astros, how many Rockets, ended up giving into the process as well. It's just that JJ was the one that said, I'm putting the stake in the ground. You guys follow my lead. And pretty much people did at that point. So for two Houstonians, people that have been in this town for a long time, I know we thank him. And I know a lot of people, we didn't get his direct help, but I know a lot of people did.
Yep.
And they'll thank him, but I think we do as well because it speaks so well of this city and this town and obviously this organization and that man.
It's where we're from. It's what we love. And we love that you're watching this show because coming up, you better get your popcorn ready. John and I are doing a little Telestrator. Don't go anywhere. Texans 360 is next.